Preparing it yourself at home. Safety survey your home. Check each room with earthquake eyes. Sit in each room and ask yourself what would injure you if a major earthquake hit at that moment. Fix any possible hazards. In your kitchen. An unprepared kitchen can be the most hazardous room in the house. Shattered glass, spilled chemicals, gas-fed fires, and falling objects are potential hazards. In your bedroom, are there any objects that could fall in or injure you in bed or block your escape route? Place shoes, flashlight, extra set of car keys, and phone numbers of contacts in a plastic bag under your bed. In the bathroom, broken glass is the greatest potential hazard. Wear heavy shoes when entering the bathroom after an earthquake. Living areas. Attach tall objects, such as bookshelves and dressers, to wall studs. Place heavy objects on the floor or lower shelves. Store most valuable breakable objects on lower shelves. Consider earthquake wax to secure objects. Consider child-proof locks on cabinets. Check smoke detectors every time you change your clocks. In the garage and laundry room, your water heater should be strapped with lag bolts to studs in the wall. One strap a third of a distance from top and another third of the distance from the bottom. Gas water heater and gas stove in kitchen should use flexible gas lines that will move in an earthquake. Place heavy objects on lower garage shelving if around the car. Store flammable material in well-marked, unbreakable containers. Properly dispose of any hazardous material no longer needed. Know how to open electric garage door if power is shut off. For your automobile, always keep gas in the tank a quarter to a half full. Place emergency supplies in the trunk of your car. When you get new eyeglasses, place your old pair in the glove compartment and keep your cell phone charger in the car. And the exterior. Keep lawns trimmed, leaves raked, and roof and rain gutters free of debris. Remove any dead wood, debris, and low tree branches within 5 yards of the house. Thin out shrubs and trees within 10 yards. If possible, store flammable materials in metal containers at least 10 yards away from the house and wood fences. Get rid of any flammable material that isn't needed. Store firewood 10 yards from the house and landscape property with fire-resistant plants and vegetation. Your COPE Emergency Preparedness Kit. The following is a suggested list of supplies to be kept in a 72-hour emergency preparedness kit in a metal or plastic garbage can or other sturdy container that is easily transportable. It can be stored in a garage, shed, or other out-of-the-way location. Water. Have at least 1 gallon per person per day and replace every 6 months. Water can also be obtained from your water heater. Be sure to double strap the water heater to keep it secure. Bleach and an eyedropper should be included. 8 drops of bleach per gallon of clear water or 16 drops for cloudy water will purify into drinking water. Let stand 30 minutes before drinking. Food. Pack non-perishable, high-protein items including energy bars, ready-to-eat soup, peanut butter, canned foods, dried fruits, nuts, crackers, etc. Include a manual can opener, eating utensils, bowls, plates, and cups. First aid kit. Pack a reference guide. Include the following items if not already in your first aid kit. Band-aids, gauze pads, adhesive tape, adhesive and elastic bandages, antibiotic cream, white sheet or cloth strips for bandages and splints, dust mask, latex gloves, sterile wipes or solution, Epsom salts, peroxide, pain relievers, tweezers, scissors, safety pins, alcohol wipes or ethyl alcohol, and the thermometer. Maintain a 14-day supply of prescription and non-prescription medication and refresh it periodically. Flashlight. Include extra dated batteries. Test and replace them annually. A better option is a hand crank light. A battery-operated radio to include extra dated batteries to be replaced annually. A better option is a hand crank radio. Tools and equipment include wrench to shut off gas when necessary, screwdriver, hammer, pliers, knife, scissors, duct tape, waterproof matches, candles, pen and paper, plastic sheeting, garbage bags, and Ziploc bags. Clothing. Provide a change of clothes for everyone, including sturdy shoes, warm jacket, hat, gloves, and a rain poncho. Blankets. Include warm blankets or sleeping bag. Important documents. Retain copies of important papers such as identification cards, insurance policies, birth certificates, passports, or other legal and financial information. Include photographs of household members as well as medications and health information. Contact information. Carry a current list of family phone number and email addresses, including someone out of the area who may be easier to contact if local phone lines are out of service. Sanitary supplies include toilet paper, towelettes, feminine supplies, soap, toothpaste and brush, trash bags, etc. Money. Have at least $100 per person, including coins and bills, stored in your emergency kit. ATM machines will not work with power outages in the area. Pet supplies include food, water, leash, litter box or plastic bags, tags, any medication, and vaccination information. Map. Mark an evacuation route from your local area plus an alternative route. Eyeglasses. Keep your extra pair of prescription glasses or contact lenses and solution in a kit. Include a pair of sunglasses. Fire extinguisher. Check the gauge for full charge and know how to use it. Keys. Keep an extra set in your kit. Whistle. Use to notify rescuers if you are trapped under debris. Include any necessary items for infants, seniors, or people with disabilities in your kit. Create and maintain a smaller version of the kit inside your vehicle and at work in a backpack or duffel bag in case you become stranded, are away from home, or need to evacuate. Keep gas tank at least a quarter to a half full at all times. For more information on kits, emergency water, or other preparedness suggestions, visit the COPE webpage at cope.srcity.org. Earthquake preparedness. Before an earthquake, know your designated COPE neighborhood meeting site and the location of your local fire district station. Know critical needs of yourself, your family, and your neighbors. Be aware of any unique hazards near your home, such as power lines, trees, or hills. Know the best escape route from each room, your home, and the neighborhood. Also have an alternative route for each. Know where the gas, electric, and water shutoffs are located and how to use them. Attach gas shutoff wrench to gas meter. Keep shoes, flashlight, and critical information, including medical information, photo ID, keys, and contact phone numbers, including an out-of-state contact for family members to contact and relay messages, under bed and plastic bag. Develop a plan and have an emergency kit. During an earthquake, remain calm. If inside, seek immediate shelter. Drop, cover and hold at least 15 feet away from any window or try to get under something sturdy that will protect you from falling glass and debris such as a sturdy table or desk. Hold on to it. In a hallway, sit against a wall and cover your head. Never run outside during the earthquake. Debris and glass can fall off buildings and cause injuries. If you are outside, move away from buildings to an open area. Watch for downed power lines or light poles. And after an earthquake, check to see phones were not shaken off the hooks. Only use phones for emergency calls. Check the situation, call for backup if necessary, and care for victims without jeopardizing your safety. Put out small fires and clean up spills. If fire is larger than a trash can, leave the room and close the door. If safe, take a walk around your home and carefully look for damage. Go to your prearranged COPE neighborhood meeting site to report what you have seen. Get your car out of the garage and load it with supplies to prepare for evacuation if necessary. Call your out-of-state contact to check on safety of family members and relay messages. Turn your radio to KZST 100.1 FM or KSRO 1350 AM or 103.5 FM.